When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need, and today I have the pleasure of introducing a very special young lady to the show, Allison Kapkowski. You know, her interest in sport and athletics had led her to competitive swimming and bodybuilding career through school, and is largely responsible for directing her health and fitness field. I mean, she is all about health, fitness, longevity, and she does this over a number of different practices. And so I am honored to have her on here because she also has a site called Care.Honor that we're going to talk about today. So with no further ado, Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Tell us about your journey, because you're a bodybuilder, professional swimmer.
Yep.
And this all started like through school. So this has been going on for a long time.
Correct. Yes. I started out as a competitive swimmer when I was a youngster, like, 9, 10 years old. And I continued it all through school and still enjoy getting in the pool today. And like I said, like you said, when you were doing my bio, that largely led me to the career that I have now, which was actually the story I like to say is it's my plan B that became a plan A. Initially, I'd want to go to physical therapy school, and everything I did in school kind of pointed me in that direction. And then the universe decided it had other plans for me. So I ended up in exercise and fitness, ended up getting a master's in that, became a group fitness instructor, and just really my fitness career kind of took off from there. So it's the plan B that became a plan A, is the way I like to say it. That's my story.
Yeah, I love that, how you put that together, because sometimes we make plans and they get derailed. Things don't change.
Right.
And life experience happens, and then we're on a whole different path. And so it's kind of fascinating.
That's exactly it.
Fascinating how that happens. Mm-hmm. So tell us about worked on or learned doing because you did a lot of group training, group exercises. What do you find? Because it tend to be like some people are less motivated, that in that setting. What have you found and learned as a group fitness instructor?
Well, it's funny. I became a group fitness instructor in school because I had an opportunity to do it and it sounded like fun. And I thought this will be a great way for me to learn and get in front of people. And I've pretty much done it nonstop until the COVID pandemic changed all of that. It really changed how we do health and fitness and go to gyms and participate in classes, which, let's be honest, people go, you'd mentioned accountability and community. That's why people go to a group fitness class. Mm-hmm. So being a fitness leader, part of my job and my role is to provide a safe space and community for people. So a group fitness class is a good way to do that. Plus, it continues to inspire me to be better at what I do when I have to show up for other people and being the role model and the example for them. But the COVID pandemic changed all of that. I lost almost all of my business in 2020, and I have pretty much had to start over. And I've been an entrepreneur for almost 25 years, and that's how I created my amazing hybrid group program, where I now mentor other health and fitness and wellness and coaching entrepreneurs. Like, really working with people in the fitness space is only a small piece of what I do. I've really pivoted big time in showing people what truly is possible when you're living out your purpose and living things. When you think that you have a plan B and it's become your plan A, that's really totally been shown to me over the last 2.5 years. It really is my story now.
Mm-hmm. How has COVID changed the fitness industry? Because a lot of people had to divert to Zoom and losing that community. What are some of your take on it?
Well, I have lots of opinions on it, but I think the big thing is that let's talk about the silver linings first that came out of it. For as much of the negativity and the bad that happened from telling people to stay home for months and months when people needed to be with other people and people needed to be in community and feeling like they're a part of something, the silver lining, I think, that came out of all of that is that a lot of people figured out how to do things by themselves. There are a lot of people that figured out how to be active. There are more people working out at home now than there ever have been, ever. In my entire career, I think I have never talked to as many people that are involved in doing things at home because people figured out that they could. They figured out that there was a handful of things that they could do, that they could take a walk, that they could use their furniture at home rather than going to the gym. The important thing is that they started the habit and people have continued that habit. Now, for all of the negativity that came out of it, as a business owner and as somebody who's been active in the entire health and fitness space for close to 30 years, it's really forced me to take a look at what I'm offering and ask myself, okay, what is it that people really want and what's new and different? So that's how I created my business coaching program that I call the Innovate Academy. And now where I proudly serve the industry that has served me all of this time, now it's my turn to give back. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. So COVID inspired the Innovative Academy.
It really did. Because honestly, like so many people out there, I really didn't know what was happening, right? Nobody did. I didn't know in 3 months where we were going to be, in 6 months where we were going to be. And in the meantime, I knew that not only was fitness really essential, it wasn't one of those things that we would just get back to doing. It was something that we needed to keep doing. But as a business leader and an influencer and an entrepreneur, I decided I was going to take up the mantle and show other business owners and entrepreneurs how to reinvent themselves. I have been doing it all along, but 2020 was the biggest pivot I've ever done. And what I teach works because last year I had the best year I've ever had the entire time I've been in business. So people are looking for creative, different ways to stay connected and to stay healthy and to stay fit. That's what it's all about.
Great pivot. And why is that important? Staying fit, staying creative, those things you just mentioned.
We only get one body, right? And it really doesn't matter what your health history is, what your struggles are, whatever you struggle with in your life. And look, I'm just going to be completely open and transparent here because I'm a straight shooter. I know there are a lot of people out there that struggle with their weight. There are people out there that have health problems. They have joint problems. They have, family histories of things. There are things that stack the deck against you from sticking with something that works. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what my message has become is that I believe and show you what is truly possible for you. We get one body, we get one life, and it is up to us to make the most of it. But sometimes we don't know all the right things to do in a way that really makes sense for us. That's where I can use my creativity and really a lot of my experiences that I've had, not just in working with thousands of people over my career, but in showing you through what has happened in the business space that we can take those same ideas and apply them to what we're doing. That's really what it's all about.
It transcends.
Yes. Well, change is the only thing that we know, right? Time moves forward. It moves forward. And we can tell ourselves, I'm just going to wait until things get better. I'm going to wait until I'm not as busy. I'm going to wait for whatever. We get good at what we do often. I say that a lot with my clients and in my programs. We get really good at what we do often because we're creatures of habit. But we can change that by deciding to think another thought and believe something else about what's truly possible for us. Abundance is everywhere. There is no lack in this world. What creates the lack is what we think and believe about it. We can change that.
And it starts with that. You are what you think about.
Yeah.
What you think about growth, all that.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
It starts
absolutely.
With you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of your habits. How do you get up, dress up, and show up? Because earlier you talked about having to show up for your clients.
Yep.
And so that takes a great deal of you being disciplined.
Well, it is. And I'm glad you asked me that, because when I was a swimmer, I got used to getting up in the morning. I didn't always like it. I'm just going to be upfront with you and say that. But my mom used to tell people that some people don't like windows and Allison doesn't like mornings. Okay. Right. Some people say, oh, I'll clean your house, but I'm not going to wash your windows. Right. So for me, though, to me, the early morning is when the day really starts. And, you know, no matter how I'm feeling, how tired I am, how if something else is going on or whatever, I mean, we can always think of a million reasons why the day isn't going to go the way that we want it to go. Right. We have all this evidence of what's happening right in our world. But what I have trained myself to do is I get up and I challenge myself, what am I believing today? That's the first question I always ask myself. What am I believing today and why? And it really kind of forces me to spend, even if it's 5 minutes, if I'm sitting in my car, you know, waiting to go do my own workout, which I've always been an early morning person to do that. To me, it just makes my whole day go better. It's like an appointment I have with myself. The other thing that I do in the morning is what I call my daily belief work. So it's like I told you about that first question I asked myself. When I do my daily belief work is when I really give myself time to think about what that looks like. And that's when I can really have some fun, get creative. And, you know, to take my word, which has been my word for the last 2.5 years, is innovation. What am I innovating in my life? How am I being the example of innovation? These are all things that I challenge myself on every day.
Innovation. I do like it. I think having that word, it's almost like a mantra. And then the switch happens in your brain. It's powerful, those mantras, those affirmations too, right? The way the brain reciprocates and responds to them.
Yes, totally. Well, I think every day we have a choice. You know, we can decide that we want to move ourselves further along. And look, for some people, that might just be a baby step. You know, it might be just deciding to do one thing different, to make one different decision, to make one new friend, to finish one task. It might just be as simple as that. But we have to take responsibility for that is my point, because it starts with us. And I have made it my mantra since rebuilding my business. I've changed the way I live my life, you know, and to me, it's all about that. Because look, if 2020 taught us anything, it's that we don't know what's around the corner. We don't. And we don't know when our number is going to get called up. So we can either stay where we are or we can move forward. And that's really your choice.
So motivating. Just like you, Allison, my workout in the morning is a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
It really is, because I know the benefit, the energy, and you're a fitness coach, right? So like, you know the benefits of working out, but it really does rev you up for whatever is going to come your way. And it's imperative to do it first thing in the morning, because the day gets away from you.
Yeah. Well, and you're less likely to have excuses in the morning, other than maybe being a little tired. You know, of course, most people, I think deep down, would say, oh, I just want to sleep a little bit longer. And look, in full transparency, that's me sometimes. But if I do choose to do that, then I make a deal with myself that I'll get my workout in at another time. But 95% of the time, it's first thing in the morning when I get up, because that's just what works for me.
Yeah. When we're on autopilot.
Right. The goal, the other thing I just want to mention, because this piggybacks on what we're talking about, is that, you know, the goal is always to be fit and healthy. The goal is not to be a size 6. Look, if that's your goal, go ahead. Okay. The goal is not to weigh a certain amount. The goal is not to get back into the same clothes you wore when you were 18. Okay. It's just not. The goal is to be healthy. The goal is to feel good. The goal is to have abundant energy that you can choose to divert any number of different ways. The goal is to move well. The goal is to live well. That is what it's all about.
Yeah. And I learned that very early on. I think in high school, I was very athletic and playing sports similar to you. But I come from a culture where my family would always question, why are you running? Why are you working out? You're already skinny. They didn't get it. It was exactly what you just said.
I hear
it's a mental thing.
It is.
I want to be able to show up. I want to longevity, stay healthier, longer.
Yes.
And it wasn't to fit in my size 4. You know, I go up and down in weight, and every time I feel confident, I feel beautiful, I feel happy. But it's that mental state that is so primal.
Absolutely. It's always about your energy. It's like what my coach has to reminds me from time to time. It is always about our energy and how our energy is directing us. It's always about that. And if we're not pouring into ourselves, how can we be expected to show up on the bigger stage of life, right? You never know when somebody's watching you or listening to you. You never know. Mm-hmm. So we have an obligation and a responsibility to be able to live our best life. That's what it's about.
Yeah, show up for those in our lives. So I think I do it. I take care of myself so I can take care of other people around me and my business, my clients, as well as my team.
Yes.
Like, that's why I love that. How do you get up, dress up, and show up? Because the show up piece
love
is
it.
The ultimate goal.
It is. It always is. It always is. Because what we do and what we don't do will show up in other places in our life too. So if you're ignoring yourself, guess what? That's going to show up somewhere else in your life in the form of you not getting something that you want, or, you know, your relationship not being where you want it to be, or missing a business goal or whatever. So it all goes together. It's all connected.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then the notion too that morning routines used to be about hair, makeup, and, you know, beautifying the physical being, the physical body, where we're more than that right now. It's the shift to like mental priming.
Yes. Yes.
How do you prime yourself mentally? How do you get those affirmations and those, that key word for you for the last 2.5 years, innovation? How do you get that in your subconscious mind to drive your decision?
Well, and that's, and I'm glad you brought that up, because our subconscious mind is what drives 90% of the bus most of the time, right? That's why it's so hard for us to make changes and to learn to think and look at ourselves in a different light when we're used to looking at this one thing over here. You know, it's kind of like, it's what I like to say to my clients, you know, when I'll get check-ins from them occasionally. Well, I did really good today, but I didn't get my walk-in. That's just an example. It's like they won't think about all the good things that they did for themselves. They're focusing on that one negative thing over here, because that's just how our brains are wired to work. So instead, what I always challenge you, or, you know, people that I'm working with, to say is, all right, I hear you. That didn't happen. So what do you want it to mean? Next, let's move on, right? You can't like stay on that same thing. And unfortunately, we're programmed to do that.
Will take you down, because your thoughts, right? You become your thoughts. And so if you keep thinking about it, you'll become it and feel that guilt, that negativity spiral you don't want to go down on. And so having grace.
Yeah.
Grace with yourself and then knowing what you've accomplished and honor.
It's the highest form of self-care and self-love is to accept yourself for all of your imperfections. The last time I checked, nobody's perfect. You know? Are there things about me I want to change? Yeah. Are there things I wish were different? Probably. Do I still love myself in spite of it? Hell yeah. You know,
like that's a revolving door.
Right.
Like a revolving door, right? Forever changing.
Right. It's like walking into a hotel or an office building and you've got that revolving, like turnstile type door, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I'm good with that. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Get on or get off, right?
Yeah. And then don't take yourself so seriously, right? Like the sun's going to set, the night's going to come, the day's going to come. Just being able to laugh it off. And I think if we take ourselves less seriously, we would not carry so much tension and stress.
Well, and
around.
I think we have to get off of this mindset that everything has to happen right now. You know, that. And because that kind of fosters this whole thought pattern that I can't do it until I finish this over here, or I can't because I've got all this stuff going on. You know, we've got to get out of the mindset that everything has to happen all at once. I mean, the fun and what we learn and what we figure out is when we allow ourselves to take the journey to complete something, whatever that is.
Things have to mature.
Right. And a fitness and a workout program is a perfect analogy of that, because, you know, generally speaking, and other exceptions to every rule, and nothing is absolute, but generally speaking, people who are consistent with movement and activity in some type of workout program, maybe you're not a gym person, maybe you're just walking or whatever, okay? But people who are consistent with that deal with stress, strain, and adversity much better in the rest of their lives. And that's not an accident. What I tell my college students all the time, the most successful people in the world all do something for their physical fitness, something. Mm-hmm. That's not an accident at all, right?
No, they're always running. Even before I started entrepreneurship, before I started this podcast, I asked myself the question, what are successful people doing that is free? And you look at Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins, it's that working out, priming themselves in the morning. It was just like aha moment. Any movies that you watch, any CEO, you see that they're out running first thing in the morning. They're taking care of that body so that they can think better.
Well, it's keeping your energy level high because we attract what we are.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't always attract what we want. And when that's the case, we have to take a look in the mirror and look at ourselves. We attract what we are. So you keep working on raising your energy vibration. Guess what? That's going to show up in your world.
Well put, Allison. Can't say it any better myself. Yeah. That was well said.
Yeah.
Tell us, where can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
Well, you can go to my website, which it's funny you were talking about my name because people are like, how do I say your last name? Kind of like we did before we got online here. Mm-hmm. You can go to my website at www.theallisonk.com. I'm going to make it really simple for you. TheAllisonK.com. You can read about my programs, my retreat experiences that I take clients and other people on throughout the year. The other way you can connect with me is listening to my podcast, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care, where I drop two episodes every week. One episode is where we talk about all things self-care. I have lots of amazing guests. I'll have to have you on sometime. And then the second episode that we drop during the week is about business. I call it the business edition. Because you have to have self-care for your business too, right?
Right.
So, and you can find all of that on my website. You can find my podcast across all major platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Play are probably the big ones right now. So yeah, I would love for you to tune in, give it a listen. You know, if you write me a review and you screenshot it and send it to me, then I'll send you a little gift. But feel free to just reach out to me. All of my info is on my website.
Amazing. Amazing. Allison, thank you so much for the time and energy today. Let's raise our vibration, huh? Let's raise our energy
pleasure.
So we
Let's
can
do
show
it.
Up.
Right? Let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.